What do you think about all of what we've seen up to this point? All of the Star Wars that we've seen?
Oh my goodness. All of the Star Wars? It has been a mixed bag.
No, just give it a general yub or nub.
Oh, definitely a yub.
Okay, okay. So, Star Wars, we approve. Welcome to Star Wars Total Rewatch, where we are totally rewatching Star Wars. This is Season 6, Episode 4, Orders.
Would you like to try a chili cheese combo meal?
No, thank you. I'll take the 66 combo meal, number 66.
Ooh.
Do they have 66 or more orders total? Like, is this... a consecutive amount of orders, so I wonder
I guess so. Let's order
the first 65 are.
I found a list of the orders.
Oh no.
They only have 4, 5, 37, and 65, so they only have 4 other orders.
In the event that the Supreme Chancellor has been incapacitated, overall Galactic Army Republic shall fall to the Vice Chair of the Senate until a successor is appointed. In the event the Supreme Chancellor is declared unfit to issue orders. In the event that a majority of the Senate declaring the Supreme Chancellor to be unfit to issue orders. That's an interesting one. I'm surprised that he would let that be in there.
So yeah, this episode is all takes place on Coruscant with some more running around, which again, I was like, we saw this. Ahsoka did this. Like, 3 episodes ago.
Yeah.
I didn't forget. That wasn't that long ago, especially since we didn't have to wait a year for this season. But
this is the final episode of this the Fives arc. In this episode, Fives is taken along with Shakti and the Kaminoan, what's her name?
Oh, Nala Se.
Nala Se are all taken to Coruscant to go speak to the Chancellor. But along the way, Nala Se poisons Fives with some drug that makes them violent. I don't know. They didn't say. Some magical poison that'll make them crazy, delusional.
The magical plot poison.
Yes. Right, so they bring Fives to the Chancellor, or he talks with them, and he's like, leave Fives here alone with me.
Yeah, let me talk to him privately.
Yeah. And then Fives apparently attacks him.
There's no way that's a setup.
No way. In which case, then the Fives escapes and is running away, and then he goes to a clone canteen where he sees Jesse and Tub. Was that it?
Kicks.
Jesse
Kicks. Tub is dead.
Oh, no, that's right. Ah, too soon. Anyways, he arranges a meeting with Skywalker and Rex. He starts going on about this conspiracy, and he traps them in a ray shield and is telling them about this, and then...
Yeah.
Other...
really crazy.
Coruscant guards show up, and Fives goes for the gun, and he gets shot and killed.
Yeah.
They did not have it on stun. Couple things. One, did Chancellor Palpatine actually just give out his whole plan to him?
It gives the impression that the Chancellor is just telling him, like... yeah, actually, I did this whole thing, and we're gonna have you kill all the Jedi.
Because even Fives says that he told him everything too later on.
Well, just to make Fives mad so that they could frame him like this. But that's a pretty terrible idea to tell him your whole plan. Like, he's on the run,
right?
Yeah, weird plan. I don't really understand a lot of this episode.
But yeah, so then the Chancellor declares that it was apparently a parasite that they captured while they were drinking some water on some random world, and that's what caused them to attack. And so there's no need to worry, no need to look any further.
Right,
look behind the curtain.
Yeah, pay no attention.
And they're all just like, oh, okay, seems good to me.
But yeah, we get a bunch of Coruscant streets again.
There's their taxi driver.
What's the species of this cab driver?
I was wondering the same thing.
He looks like a walrus. But not that walrus. Not the one you're thinking of from A New Hope. Right? Isn't that like the Aqualish?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Fives takes an air taxi driven by Jay Igno, who is a Nimbanel.
Okay.
It's a funny character.
There's apparently the clone bar where all the cool clones go to hang out.
Yeah, right. 79's is the name of the bar. That's a terrible name for a bar, but maybe it's like an abbreviation or something.
The corner of 7 and 9.
And then we get the Mass Effect bar scene. It totally felt like that.
Yeah, doing their little dances.
Yeah, doing their shepherd dance. It's good. Yeah, there's some other aliens here too. I don't know why it's a clone bar, except maybe they just kind of decided that's the place to go.
Yeah. To the 212th, woo!
Yeah. But yeah, this is Kix and Jesse, who were both in the first episode with Anakin on that space station. That's like where the whole trouble with Tup happened, because they're all part of the 501st. So that tells Fives that they're back from that mission.
I guess they won?
Yeah, right. But that would also mean that Anakin and Rex are back too.
Yeah, so that's how he knows to ask for him.
So yeah, connecting some dots. Just got back from Ringo Vinda.
But yeah, while he's at the bar, who shows up but the Coruscant guard?
Yeah, I don't know if they had like any tips that he went here. It's like he escaped into all of Coruscant. How would they have any clue where he went? Did anybody see him? Like, because later we see like a probe droid clearly following him. Uh-huh. But I don't think up to this point, like, I don't know. He must have just picked the worst place to go. I mean, he was seeking out other clones, obviously, for help. So maybe they are doing some assumptions.
This makes sense.
I did also think it was funny. He gets a officer's hat and he's like pulling it over his face, trying to hide his face, you know. Doesn't want anybody to recognize him. It's like, he looks like everybody else in this bar. But no, he's hiding his tattoo on his head, because that's the clue.
Oh, right. The Five.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kix didn't recognize him until he took his hat off and showed his Five.
Yeah. It's like they actually wouldn't recognize each other just by their face alone. Even somebody that they've served with closely. He wasn't looking that close at him right now. But they like, wait, who are you? Let me look at your
right,
oddly shaved head.
Like, oh, whoops. Oh, you. Sorry. Yeah. I thought you were my other friend. Oh,
right. Your lightning bolts go in the reverse pattern. Oh, silly stuff. Fives gets tracked on his way out of that bar.
Yeah, gets spotted by a probe droid.
And he's, like, not doing good. So, like, whatever this drug was, I feel like that just goes completely unquestioned by anybody, even though he knew it happened to him.
Well, he does say that he was drugged.
Right. I was wondering if they were like, yeah, we sedated him just to make sure he wasn't going to do anything. It's like, I just don't know. Some of this, I think, is it meant to make him sound even more crazy than it already sounds, I guess, this whole idea.
I guess they were trying to make it look like he was also infected with their supposed parasite. I don't know, but.
So Fives kind of loses all credibility because he seems to be losing his mind. So now it's like, well, his whole story sounds insane.
Yeah.
Because it's coming from somebody who sounds insane.
It goes all the way to the top.
Right. Yeah, we do get that. You got to say that in any conspiracy story. And he gets shot.
Yeah.
And dies?
Yeah, certainly looks like it. Though it is Star Wars.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, whoa. I guess you never quite know. He did die.
Yep.
But he did tell Anakin and Rex what he knew.
Yeah.
Even if they might not have believed him that much. But I could see them maybe looking into this a bit more, so he might not have died in vain here. Is this arc like a big revelation of something that will have repercussions?
Yes. Well, I mean, I guess it's kind of a setup for something that happens.
Okay. There's no way that any of this is able to get out because it would change everything that happens in episode 3. So it can't happen. It's like we're going to make it seem like it's getting as close to being exposed as possible, except obviously that cannot happen. So there's going to be all these contrived ways of covering things up. It's like, fine. It's all fine. You know what? I'm rethinking my yub for all of Star Wars.
Oh, no. Here it comes. It's going down. Oh, no.
I guess, right, they explain it away, and we get some cackling laughter, right, by Darth Sidious here. Yeah.
Helpy.
Some classic. That's just what he does in his free time. Off-duty hours. It's a little sinister cackling. Good stuff.
Oh, who doesn't? You know, when same. You're just...
I do the same.
You just get down with a good day's work. You just gotta relax. What a better way to do that than to sit back and just let out a good cackle.
Yeah, yes. Think about all your evil plans in motion. Mm-hmm. Cackle to yourself.
Yeah. Just, it really gets the endorphins going. So something that everyone should try to cackle at least once a week. That's bare minimum.
Yeah. They do say laughter is the best medicine.
That's why how he was able to come back. Somehow he's back.
It's just a healthy regimen of laughter. All right. That's the end of that episode. Were these the orders you were looking for?
I guess so.
Next time, an old friend.
Oh, did we cover the... moral?
The moral was the popular belief isn't always the correct one.
Okay. Spoken like a true conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. There you go. See y'all next time on our alien sighting government cover-up show. That's all we talk about.
Yep. Make sure you guys get our Total Rewatch branded tinfoil.
Tinfoil hats.
Only our tinfoil is guaranteed to keep 99.99% of all EMI interference from government satellites out.
Oh, good. Yeah, next time we'll get some very supernatural events to talk about. So.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss it. Goodbye.
Bye.
That's a wrap.